Track 2. As we've mentioned several times before, Ida's skeleton looks a lot like a squirrel. How, you may wonder, can biologists be sure she's our ancestor and not just a prehistoric squirrel? The answer, it turns out, is sort of complicated, but it has to do with a careful analysis of the parts of animals that don't change. Before we get started, you'll need a little bit of an introduction about skulls. The skulls come in two pieces. The top part, where the brain, eyes, and upper teeth go, is called the cranium, and the bottom part, which is made of the lower jaw and teeth, is called the mandible. Practice putting the two parts together so that the teeth come together naturally. It might be best to try this first on the human skull, because you can compare it with your own skull. The back of each mandible, the side opposite the front teeth, has a pair of thin projections that end in rounded surfaces. These rounded surfaces connect with a pit a little behind the upper teeth on the cranium and allow the animal to chew by rotating against the cranium.